the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In the Bible, God is often mentioned as having both fatherly and motherly qualities and characteristics. In our first reading, we heard about Moses, and later on in his life, in a passage in Deuteronomy, which is called Moses' Song, he talks about God being like a mother eagle hovering over her brood. And we remember that that Jesus looks over Jerusalem and wants to gather Jerusalem as a mother hen gathers her chicks. And today is a good opportunity on Mothering Sunday to look and give thanks for our mothers and those, not just the fatherly qualities of God, but the motherly qualities of God, because in our own mothers, we often see some of those characteristics which reflect the motherly characteristics of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. And the tradition, as you can see from some of the notes in Partnership News, was that it was a day when people would go back home to visit either their mother church or their mothers. And you can see as well that often they'd pinch the plants from the roadside as they were going home and say, "Here we are, Mum, this is something I've thought of for you." So, and that's the tradition of flowers. So I thought what we'd do is we'd have a little quiz so that we can look at some of the characteristics that we sometimes see in our mothers. So I have a little quiz. You have to join in with the answers. But as we look at those answers, we'll see some of those characteristics of our mothers. So what's the name sometimes given to the natural world?
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature, Mother Earth. God is, in that sense, part of created order. And Jesus is part of that creative order that he brings us into fruition. What's the name for a loaf of bread? Mother's pride. Our mothers are proud of us. And in that same way, Christ is also proud of who we are, and he looks down upon us with pride. A saintly woman who for many years helped in poor Calcutta. Mother Teresa. They're getting easier, aren't they? But just as our mothers care for us, so Christ cares for us too. A vital part of a computer. The motherboard. It's like a television, and it's got, motherboard. It's motherboard. So it is the board in a computer that everything else is dependent upon. So everything plugs into the motherboard. Without a motherboard, you don't have a computer. And in that sense, certainly in our very early days, we are dependent upon our mothers. And as Christians, we sometimes forget that we are dependent upon Christ for all that we are and all that he gives us. Who helped Cinderella get to the ball? Exactly, because our mothers help us in practical ways. And indeed, so can Christ when we turn to him. It's a shell used in jewellery. And our mothers and ourselves reflect the beauty of creation, as indeed Christ himself reflects the beauty of God and the beauty of creation. A shop where mothers can buy things for babies and children. Mother care. Our mothers care for us, just as God, through Christ cares for us. Necessity is, or for the old rockers about you, Frank Zappa's band, the mothers of invention. Our mothers are creative, just as God is creative, and Christ is creative. Native language.
Mother tongue.
Our mothers speak up for us. Christ intercedes for us to the Father. Christ himself speaks up for us. When we pray to him, he speaks for us. Here's one for Richard. Winners of the 1991 Scottish Cup. Motherwell. Mothers don't mind when men watch sport on television. They are generous. Just as God shows his generosity in sending Christ. Here's one. A Brecht play. Mother courage. Yes. Our mothers are brave. And they are brave on our behalf. Just as Christ stands up for us, that we must see in the cross of Easter, demonstrating that courage which is so important in our lives. The name once given to a children's radio program. Listen with Mother. Yeah. And how did the story start? Are you sitting comfortably? Our mothers comfort us. Just as Christ comforts us in our times of need, who draws alongside us in our times of sickness, so Christ comforts us. This snake plant sounds talkative. Mother-in-law's tongue. Our mothers speak to us, but they also discipline us, just as Christ does. When we go astray, he draws us back to himself. And as we look at some of those characteristics of our mothers, and we see them reflected in Christ, we give thanks to God for our mothers. They care for our needs in the world. Sometimes, perhaps, not perfectly, but we see in Christ somebody who cares for us and cares for our eternal needs. For our needs, not just our physical needs, but also our spiritual needs. And through the relationship that we have with Christ, so he gives us that access to the Father, which demonstrates his care for us, that we see illustrated most graphically on the cross that we come to at Easter. Amen.
Amen.